Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sheriff. Well, it's time to... It's do or die time.
Crapper, get out of the outhouse.
Hopefully we fall into that first category.
Crap?
If you don't, you're definitely on your way out.
Huh. Are we talking in metaphor? Are you actually talking about taking a crap?
No, I'm not.
He's talking about these hombres charging up from California. Any idea who's leading them?
Led by a quarterback in Philip Rivers that makes great decisions.
Wait a second.
Let me understand this. There's a quarterback in Philip Rivers inside?
I anticipate him being there.
And he makes such great decisions. Well, choosing to live inside another man ain't such a great decision.
Whether or not I agree with some of them is irrelevant.
Well, how the hell does he get inside of Philip Rivers?
Really, there's no hocus pocus or secret formula.
So he gets in there the old-fashioned way? He must be pretty small.
He just happens to be short, but not small by any means.
Huh. What the hell kind of sicko is this Rivers fella to go for this kind of hullabaloo?
He's not normal.
Yeah, I'll say.
That's for sure.
Yeah, what about this rum head that goes by the name of Jackson? Vincent Jackson. They say he got drunker than 10 Indians and drove his stagecoach right onto the stage of the town theater. How'd everybody find out about that?
It was a big stage, so it gets a lot of attention.
Wait, now hold on. Getting back to this small fella, the small fellas that crawl inside of other fellas?
I think to consider them small is naive.
Yeah, fine, these tiny fellas inside of other fellas, what do they look like?
Similar to James Harrison, if you will.
Yeah, gosh, this is getting stranger by the second.
Yeah, Sheriff, I was reading the weather report in the Bugle the other day. Oh, do you get the Daily Bugle?
I don't subscribe to that, really.
Oh, well, anyhow, the weather report says it's going to be snowy on Sunday. My wife and her mother are heading down to watch the game. Will they be warm enough with long johns and a snuggie?
They'll be quite comfortable in this football game this weekend.
What if the little fella that looks like James Harrison that lives inside of you can't get back out? Don't you worry?
You don't, because he's not going to grow between now and Sunday.
You know, you look a bit peaked, Sheriff. You feeling okay?
No, I'm not.
You don't have a little man inside you, do you?
Ernie, please.
No.
Have some whiskey. You'll be good as new by Sunday.
I get better toward the end of the week.
Well, with today's medicine, at the very least, I'm sure you'll be better by next year.
I better be better next year.
Care for some pie, Sheriff? Yeah, let me just cut it up a bit here.
Boy, that's cutting it. That's cutting it a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, take a few pieces home. Maybe give some to the little man inside of Philip Rivers when you see him. Or don't he eat pie?
He's not like the rest of us.
Sure ain't. Everybody loves pie.
All right, Ernie. That horse you keep beating died long ago.
I think it has. No question, I think that it has.
Well, good luck, Sheriff. You already whipped him once. Do it again, or it's all over.
It's going to be one of those rubber meet the road kind of settings.
Yeah, not if Vincent Jackson's driving, it's not.
What's rubber?